This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The town of Norwood said a contractor working for the North Carolina Department of Transportation will begin work resurfacing U.S. Highway 52 through the center of Norwood. The project area will be from the intersection of Candle and Field Road to just south of Norwood Elementary School, and the contractor will be working at night to minimize disruptions to businesses and motorists, and the project is anticipated to last several days. The town of Baden said that they were saddened to report the passing of one of the true giants of jazz, Lou Sweet Papa Donaldson, who left us this past weekend just days after celebrating his 98th birthday. A virtuoso on the alto saxophone, Lou's contributions to jazz and to the world were immeasurable, but beyond his artistry, it was his spirit, his integrity, and his unwavering love for a hometown of Baden that truly defined the man. Born November 1st, 1926, Lou was a towering figure in the jazz world known for soulful playing and innovative style. His career spanned over seven decades. His heart was as vast as his talent. He was a man who carried his family with him wherever he went. It was never just about the music for Lou. It was always about the people, the community, and the place he called home. In 2013, for Baden's centennial celebration, Lou returned to the town that raised him for a special performance. When the MC began to introduce his family members in attendance, Lou, ever the humble man, just leaned into the microphone and simply said, "All of them." It wasn't just a comment. It was a declaration of the importance of family, of home, and of Baden to him. Though he traveled the world, he never forgot where he came from. Whether he was in a jazz club in New York or a dinner table in Paris, he always proudly answered, "I'm from Baden." Lou was a military veteran and a lifelong ambassador for his community. He was a true Badenite through and through, always remembering where he came from and always making sure the world knew it too. The town of Baden renamed a stretch of North Carolina 740 in his honor to Lou Donaldson Boulevard. Sweet Papa Lou, you will be missed, but your legacy will live on in the music, the memories, and the town you love so much. On Monday afternoon, the Baden Fire Department was dispatched to a vehicle fire on Short Road. Upon arrival, they found a single vehicle with a fire in the engine and passenger compartments. Baden fire personnel quickly extinguished the fire. The Almar Rotary Club made a nice donation to the Gift of Life, and here is board member Mandy Rogers with the presentation of that check at the Rotary meeting last Thursday afternoon.
Our board decided to support the Gift of Life, and George is going to tell you a little bit about that, but we raised enough funds that we are given $10,500 to the Rotary Foundation for the Gift of Life. I heard about Gift of Life at the foundation meeting, I think 2 years ago, and it just was just a huge impact on me what this foundation does. And when I brought it back to our board, and we decided we wanted to have an event, and the Red Dress Gala kind of presented itself from Ed Rindenbach, who left us a few months ago, but I'm glad to be able to support that and looking forward to doing it again next year.
The Gift of Life charity puts together heart surgeon groups of medical teams and takes them down to countries that for children that need medical attention and heart surgery. They travel the world and set up and train doctors and nurses in the countries they serve so they can set them up and let them do the surgeries for the children by themselves eventually. Here is George with the Gift of Life talking about how it got started and where they are today.
It's an honor to be back in front of you guys again. Eileen and I had such a wonderful time at the Red Dress Gala. This is just amazing work, guys. It really is. For some of the newer members in the club that don't know anything about Gift of Life started in 1975 by a phone call from a Rotarian in Uganda looking for a Rotarian in New York to help with a little child named Grace Aguaru, who was 5 years old at the time, that needed open heart surgery. Gracie got her surgery, and that was in 1975. Today, we've done over 50,000 children since 1975.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. After a frosty start, lots of sunshine today, a high this afternoon near 58. A slight chance of rain after midnight tonight, the low around 40, rain likely on Thursday. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
The best of the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s and more. This is the all-new Magic 103.3 FM. Magic 103.3 FM.
With enthusiasm unknown to mankind, this is the Rick and Bubba Show.
That's right, baby, we're back. Thanks for being with us. A brand new hour from the Big Boy Studio. Out on the bleeding edge of technology, we come to you from Sweet Home, Alabama, to the rest of the world. Speedy Greg Adler, all here today, back from being a little under the weather, is Bill Bubba Bussett.
Rick, glad to be here, and thank all of you for joining us. We only ask for a mere 5 hours each and every day. Doesn't seem like too much.
Come on, that's not a lot. All right, so we thought we may have finally a ruling on Donald Trump's criminal case, but Bubba, are we now seeing it's a delay on the
ruling? We're just seeing the headlines here on it. Judge Juan Manchin, and he was overseeing the hush money case with Stormy Daniels, and...